Hey there, I'm Kenny.
And I'm Nell, and you're listening to
Just the Two of Us.
Hello there, and welcome to the very third episode of Just the Two of Us with Kenny and Nell. I'm Nell.
And I'm Kenny.
And today, we're just going to talk about some hot topics.
Can we first talk about the fact that you said this is the very third?
I did that on purpose.
I'm going to say, I'm not sure that very can be used unless you're going to say it's the very first.
I beg to differ, and I'm making my own rules, so I'm going with this is the very third episode.
Oh, okay. I guess we can do that.
Just, yeah, why not?
Just for warning, one of our fur children has wandered into the room.
And that's not a baby with hair. It's a cat.
Yes. The joys of recording your podcast at home.
Yeah.
In the office.
She's roaming around meowing her face off. So I don't know if that's coming through. I mean, it's cute. Hi. So I don't know. If it comes through, oh well. It's real life.
That's right. I mean, you can only edit so much.
It's true.
Try not to edit out real life here. Let's be...
No, this is the purpose.
Let's be as real as we possibly can be.
Yeah. So we want to talk about a few things tonight. One of the things that we're going to talk about, I think that we should talk about later on, is because it sort of pertains to what our podcast is actually about. And I want to leave that for last because it's a hot button topic for us in this dink lifestyle, otherwise known as dual income, no kids.
Yeah, I don't want to. I think if you listen to some earlier episode, I think it was the first episode, we talked about how the podcast will likely and hopefully evolve over time because you can only talk about certain things so often. And we have lots of things that we're passionate about, not the least of which is travel. So that will get mixed in quite a bit. And some episodes may even sound like a travel podcast, which I'm perfectly okay with.
I think that someone wants this to be called Just the Two of Us, Traveling with Kenny and Nell.
It could.
We have a couple of other topics that we want to talk about. And I think that first of all, I just want to mention that because we have the lifestyle that we do, I just want to talk about what we did when we came home from work today. I think it's so very dink lifestyle what we did. I had something out to defrost for dinner. It didn't defrost in time, and we had to go to Plan B, which Plan B for us is typically sushi delivered.
Yeah, and we have a great local sushi joint, I would call it.
Yeah.
Local sushi joint, Misago, and they do excellent delivery sushi, which I would feel like would be a little difficult. They do a really good job.
I was a little skeptical at first about sushi delivered and, you know, having, I don't know. It's part of my job. I'm a QA person at my day job, and food safety is top priority. So I'm just always skeptical and sort of trained in that area. So this is what we did. We walked in from work. We decided that dinner hadn't defrosted, and I thought, okay, well, I was trying to defrost scallops, and
you would think that would defrost pretty quickly. You would think
they were still pretty solid in the center, and rather than rushing it and then having them turn out tough and whatnot, I decided to let them defrost tonight while we recorded our podcast so that I could bake them for 5 minutes in the oven later and have them for lunch tomorrow. So we thought, we'll get sushi, we'll open a bottle of wine, and that's exactly what we did. We sat at our kitchen counter and we talked, ate sushi, had a glass of wine, and had some music in the background. It's very relaxed. There's nobody screaming at us.
And just so you were aware, we are still having a glass of wine.
Yes. I am still having that first glass.
I am
you
not.
You are having an extended glass.
You could call it the third. I filled up.
Ooh.
Well, it's not the third. I wasn't completely done with glass number two, but I didn't want to get up in the middle of recording the podcast, so I topped glass number two off before it was finished. So it's glass like two and a half.
Okay. I have been detoxing for a while, and this is the first glass of wine that I've had in some time. So it's not that I haven't had an alcoholic beverage or two since I've been detoxing. It's just been very calculated and thought through. But, life's too short not to drink good wine. So
this is my first alcoholic beverage since, Monday.
It's Wednesday, people.
Hey. I did not drink yesterday, and that's a feat in itself.
It's true. All right, so let's get into our first hot button topic here. I know that something that we both really, you've been more vocal about it on social media than I am ever really vocal about on social media about anything. Glamorizing the hustle. So can you, you post a lot of memes and things about, life's too short to pay bills and die, basically. And that's something that you tend to share more than I do. But I don't agree with glamorizing the hustle.
Now, I think my mindset has shifted over the past couple of years for sure. Too often, I hate to beat this dead horse, but the hustle, it just gets glamorized. Like,
oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to take your 5-minute phone call.
Working 80 hours a week, and what I'm saying is, it's like you need to work hard because there's valor in that, I think. But also, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't understand validating yourself by the 60, 70, 80 hours work weeks,
right,
and having no other time, and it just be, especially if you're not doing it for yourself. So there's a big difference between, I don't think either is okay, but the 60, 70, 80 hour work weeks, doing it for someone else is, I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I mean, so when you say glamorizing the hustle, I think that there's a couple of, that's a very general term. There's a couple of different ways that this can be construed. So glamorizing the hustle is basically what we're talking about, what is having a conversation. If you've ever been in a conversation with someone where you're just talking about how busy you both are. Oh my gosh, so-and-so had a soccer game and such had this, and then I have this going on and I'm just so busy right now. I just don't even have time to think. And the other person is like, oh my gosh, tell me about it. Well, I had this going on and that going on. It almost seems like a competition of who's the busiest.
Yeah, and I don't...
And it's frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a good thing for the most part. it was interesting how I got a text earlier in the week, I think it was, if not late last week, from our friend Rob, who also has a podcast. We've talked about him in a previous podcast, the 42 podcast. But he sent me this photo, and it basically said just that, what you said earlier, is we were meant to do more than just pay bills and die. And so much of our life, especially in this country, it revolves around work, your work life, making enough money to pay your bills, and hopefully getting that week vacation.
Right.
And you pile everything into that week-long vacation.
You don't even have a chance to truly relax.
Yeah, and there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not necessarily easy to obtain a different life than that, but your mindset needs to shift. And nowadays, I sound like an old guy. I am an old guy.
Well,
I'm 43. Nowadays.
Anyway.
But there's so many options for us to make money doing things that we love.
Oh, totally.
And this is an example. We have two examples of things that we do that we love that we don't make any money at. Not yet, anyway. Hopefully we could. We started our YouTube channel
right
in 2019, mm-hmm. 4 months before the pandemic, which is, is what it is.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, and then starting this podcast. But we're doing this after work. We both work today. We hope we get to a point where we both aren't working like this nonstop.
Right. And we also have to mention that we're trying to start a business from the ground up. So we're working on other things after work. It's not just the podcast and the YouTube channel. We're doing photography and
videography
and other things for other people that we are starting to make money at. So it's like coming home to a second job, but it's working for yourself is so, so much different than working for someone else.
It's rewarding in a sense that it's hard to say. Like when I come home from work and know that I have something to do work related, but for our own thing.
Right. Like I hate calling it work. I almost feel guilty calling it work.
You don't even really mind.
No.
You actually kind of look forward to it. And that's how you know, I think, that you're barking up the right tree, so to speak.
Well, yeah. Well, that's also, I mean, glamorizing that type of hustle, I think, is a positive thing because it's encouraging people to go out, do what they love, make a living at doing what they're loving. But most of us are just having like this conversation that I mentioned, where most of us are just having this conversation with other people that are doing the same thing we are, but we're just, I mean, doing the same thing as the other person. And we're glamorizing that busy hustle where there's no time left for you, whether that means that you give up on some sort of self-care routine or you give up things that you want because you have five other people in your household and you constantly are compromising and falling short on your wants and needs. How do I, it's hard to explain, but it sucks. It sucks that people constantly are at each other about how busy they are, and it's like we're going for some sort of an award for who is the busiest. And there's why?
That's not an award that I want to win.
There's nothing
I like
wrong.
Awards.
It almost seems like people really devalue who you are if you actually would say to them, yeah, you know what? Life is good. Things are steady. You know, I'm busy. I'm keeping busy, but I'm really enjoying my time right now. I've got my weekends free. I can do this and that. And it almost sounds like people are poised to devalue that.
Yeah. And the interesting part about that is our friend John, we've talked about them before, John and Aaron, the parents of our godson, Jack, and who are essentially family at this point. John definitely texts me every once in a while and be like, you know, like, There's something more to it than this. Like, this is not what we were meant to do. And I feel
John is not your average.
No, and I figure
I feel
like he has this
man.
Similar mindset, and I love him for it, and he's absolutely correct. And he always is the one that's in her ear and be like, hey, 4 o'clock comes, 4:30 comes, 5 o'clock comes, whatever it is that you work to. Work doesn't start again until the next morning.
Yeah.
Don't be looking at emails because work isn't thinking about you once you leave, so don't think about it. And he's dead right. He's dead right.
I've always thought that he should be some sort of a motivational speaker or write a book or something. He gets into your head. He just does, and it's good. It's very positive.
Definitely. Especially if you put him in a hot tub. It gets philosophical, and I like it. No, but you're right about the book thing. I mean, it's kind of a little bit like the book you're reading now, Matthew McConaughey. you almost feel like John kind of has that vibe, and I like
it. Well, it's funny because he actually recommended this book. So I'm reading right now. I'm reading Matthew McConaughey's book called Green Lights, and you know, everybody's seen Matthew McConaughey in a rom-com from the early 2000s. I mean, come on. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows his roles in the movies that he plays. And he's just the funny, quirky, manly man that gets the girl at the end of the flick. And you just, I don't know. You never really hear about him so you do a little bit. He's this very free spirit that lives on a beach and was arrested at some point for playing bongos naked in Texas. And you know what? I started reading this book, and it's cool because the reason why it's called Green Lights is because he looks at everything in life as a traffic light system. So there's everybody's got red lights, you know, something that you feel is holding you back. Yellow lights, something that you feel is, you know, you're in a place of caution at the moment. You're tiptoeing. But everything is actually a green light. So the red lights are actually green lights. The yellow lights, they're actually green lights. And his perspective and outlook on things is really cool. Yes, he has, he's got some quirks. And
All right.
We all do. But he's also had some interesting thoughts and dreams. And you know what? Go check the book out. It's a really good read. Highly recommended. Did you know that he is considering running for governor of Texas?
I was just going to mention the fact that he also may be the state of Texas next governor.
Would you vote for him? I mean, regardless, I don't know what, political party he's
in. I would vote for him just off of just the fact that he's... I like the guy. I like his philosophy. I have no real... I don't follow the political scene from the state of Texas. So I know who the governor is, but I don't know if he's good, bad, indifferent, and this is not a political podcast, so we are not going down that road. And the funny thing is when you read about Matthew McConaughey possibly running for Texas governor, apparently hasn't voted locally since 2012. I read, and nobody really knows what his political beliefs are.
Yeah,
which I think is outstanding because...
I would question if he knows what his political beliefs are.
The real question is, who cares what his... I hope he actually doesn't have any, because I feel like the best thing you could do is make decisions on a case-by-case basis, not have preconceived, this is how I feel, whatever. But,
I have, after reading... I'm about 3/4 of the way through his book. I could honestly say by now, I'm not sure which party he would... venture towards, and honestly, just as a person, not knowing what part, it doesn't matter what party.
I'm not sure it would matter.
No, I like his beliefs. I would have to say, I don't know what he could do. I don't know if him being in the position that he's in would hurt him. I don't know. I like where he's going. I like his vibe.
They are polling already, of course, because that's what we do.
Yeah, what was the...
And he apparently, in the poll they took, he's like 12 points ahead of
the current governor.
So take that with a grain of salt, because obviously he's a celebrity, so there's a factor there. But,
right.
Matthew McConaughey doesn't have kids.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't gotten that far in the book, but I'm pretty sure he does. I know he has a wife or girlfriend now that he married, actually, I think in 2012. Camilla?
I was going to say, it's not Sarah Jessica Parker, is it?
No. No, she was his co-star in Failure to Launch, I think it was, which is a great movie. I love that movie.
Except for the fact that you see Terry Bradshaw's...
Oh, stop. Why do you focus on the negative things?
Behind.
My favorite rom-com that he did was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That was
Kate Hudson.
Yeah, that was pretty exceptional. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I loved that. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, most of the movies are pretty fun.
Yeah, it's interesting when you do read his book. He is actually, I didn't know this about him. He is kind of a travel fiend. He'll work like a dog for months, and then he'll just have a dream that he should be somewhere, and... he literally gets up and goes to that dream or to the place in his dream.
I feel like it's kind of relatable because I think more and more we've been talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, we have been. It's after the debacle of 2020, our lifestyle had changed a little bit, just considering the fact that we used to try to travel as much as we could and then we stopped doing that. We'd take little weekend trips here and there, and it just wasn't satisfying enough. And now we're in a space where hopefully we're moving forward, and we do have plans later this year to travel. I'm actually in I hate to call it my best friend's wedding. Another rom-com, but not Matthew McConaughey.
No.
I am in my best friend growing up. I'm in his wedding in Hawaii this year in October. And
Hawaii.
We're so excited to go. We've been talking about restaurants and things that we're doing and sunset cruises and all this cool stuff. And it's funny because the travel thing, I actually follow an account on Instagram. and I'm just going to pull it up here. It's called Sorry I Forgot to Have Kids. It's funny because it's not really any general conversation. It's mostly memes about not having kids. And the most recent one that they posted was a meme of two older folks sitting on, I don't know if it's a roller coaster.
Looked like a roller coaster.
Yeah, something. And they're kind of, they're falling asleep. And the caption is, have kids when you were younger, they say, so you can travel when you're older. And it just struck me. It's funny because people always say that, you know, when you retire, you can save money for retirement so you can travel, you know, when you're older and your kids are out of your house. I mean, what? Who says you have to wait for that?
Yeah. And I know many people that never made it to retirement. So there's that. To,
just don't know.
There's that to consider. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I mean, we're really looking forward to Hawaii. We're hoping it gets, as by then, it's a little easier to get into the state because Hawaii has been kind of strict. But we're figuring that fully vaccinated travelers shouldn't have a huge issue getting into the state by then.
Hopefully not. But we're also going to be... It's at the end of October, and I think by then we're going to need some sort of a booster shot or something.
I don't know.
For the vaccine. So, well, I mean, obviously everything is day by day, but traveling now is really what we're looking to do, and we don't have kids. The reason why we don't have kids is not so we can travel, but it's so that we can make our own choices whenever we want and do what we want. And I don't know. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's not that you can't travel when you have kids. It's just the ability to say, you know what, if I have the time, I'm going to take this and I'm going to go here. And if somebody says, join me over there when I come back, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. It's that flexibility, the thought of, you know, you wake up on a Saturday morning and, you know, we live in pretty close proximity to Philadelphia, to Baltimore. You know, this past weekend, we just on Friday night be like, so Nell's parents live in the Baltimore area, and that's where she grew up. And so just...
Go Ravens.
Go Eagles.
Whatever. This is a split household.
It is. We're in two separate conferences, so it's really not. It's not like you're a Cowboys fan.
It's fun when we play each other once every 4 years.
Hasn't been a whole lot of fun lately.
No, it hasn't been.
Eagles are pretty terrible. This is not a sports podcast, but we can have an episode where it is a sport.
We can talk about sports. We could talk about the fact that kids, okay, Little League baseball is next level.
Oh, that was something. We were driving on Saturday down to, speaking of this, we went down to visit Nell's parents on Saturday, and my point to this was Friday night we decided, we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and we're going to go down to Baltimore, go to our favorite restaurant, Jimmy Seafood, shout out.
Famous.
Yeah,
seafood.
Jimmy's Famous Seafood, shout out John, Tony, Gervy. So we decided we're going to do this. And so at the same time, John and Aaron were texting us about it was opening day for Jack, and it was going to be on Facebook Live, which is wild to even think about. Because like when I was in Little League, I don't think it was on live anywhere.
There was no Facebook Live.
No, but I mean,
did you have to use soup cans as phones when you were a kid playing baseball?
No.
Held together by strings?
No, I mean, they hadn't invented that yet. Kind of a smart ass. My point is, I was driving, so I didn't have a chance to really see it, but Nell was on the Facebook Live feed and this and that. They had a live camera set up behind home plate. They were flying a drone.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I was like, are you kidding?
It's incredible but... Look, the technology is there. Why wouldn't it? And why wouldn't they?
Right. No, but there's just this, I mean, I...
But it's cool because think about it. So especially in this time of COVID and things, hopefully we're working our way out of that soon. We seem to be heading
it's
in the right
be
direction.
With us forever. But anyway.
But yeah, I mean, just a situation where, you know, everybody's become a little more tech savvy and maybe grandparents were sitting at home. It was pretty cool out.
That's true.
It was chilly, you know, so, you know, maybe grandparents were sitting at home, didn't come to opening day because of COVID, because it was 40 degrees, whatever the situation was, and they're sitting there watching a grandson play. You know, it's kind of a cool time.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy to think that a drone's flying over a Little League baseball game, thinking back to when we played Little League baseball.
Yeah, well, I could only imagine that your opening day was maybe even a little different from my opening day, which was girls softball. And our opening day consisted of, I think they had larger stock of hot dogs at the concession stand than they normally do on a regular game night.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
You know, girls softball doesn't get the attention that Little League baseball does. Anyway, I'm not really sure how we got here and why this is pertinent to what we're talking about.
I'm not sure that it is, but it's okay for it to just go in these weird random directions. Somehow we went from Hawaii to
Little League baseball.
They couldn't be on. They're just totally different ends of the spectrum. We got there, but the Hawaii thing.
Yeah.
Were we done talking about the Hawaii thing?
I don't know. Are we?
I don't think we didn't really elaborate much on the Hawaii thing. I'm not sure there is a lot to elaborate on, but Hawaii is going to be our first major trip probably since
we went to St. Martin in 2019.
Yeah, now last summer we were supposed to go to the Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm.
The day that we were supposed to arrive, the area where we were going got evacuated due to a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So we called an audible in a random southern department store parking lot because we already were in North Carolina.
Yeah,
of course. And ended up in Myrtle Beach. So we were there for a week. So I guess, I mean, that could be considered a major vacation.
Yeah,
but
well, neither of us had ever been there before.
No.
John and Aaron had been. They knew of the place that
we were
going
to. That's how we found the place. Yeah.
Yeah, it was family friendly because our godson Jack was along. And that's what I love about them. You know, you can hang out and have your fun and adult time, and he's mature. Jack is mature enough to find he's creative. He does his own thing and he's well behaved. And I mean, all of our friends, I would say, have very extremely well behaved children and can, you know, do their thing while the parents are having adult time. And
God bless the Nintendo Switch.
God bless
very
the
popular
Nintendo Switch.
Very popular, and he is no exception.
Yeah, no, you know, if I were a kid, I'd want one too.
But speaking of Nintendo and video games like Nintendo, it seems as though the old school games are kind of making a comeback.
Yeah, so I've heard about this.
I've heard that the old school Nintendo, Super Nintendo games are really, like, the actual games themselves are rising in value.
Yeah, like seriously rising in value.
But everything old is new again. I mean, you think about all the television shows that got revamped and redone. So I'm
not
surprised.
Holding out for a Dawson's Creek revamp.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. If they do it without Pacey, though, I'm not watching. I will not watch it without Pacey.
Okay. Little confession.
He made that show.
So towards the end of last year, before we really decided to get this business off the ground, we decided that we were going to take some time at the end of each evening to watch a series on Netflix. So, you know, everything that is available to you on Netflix, anything, documentaries, miniseries. I don't know if Bridgerton was out at that point. There's a lot of popular things. You could watch Game of Thrones on Hulu. You could watch anything. Do you know what we sat down and watched? Dawson's Creek. I am not even joking. We went to Deep Creek Lake in Maryland for the first time over Thanksgiving weekend, and we watched Dawson's Creek.
We ate, we sat in the hot tub, we drank, and we watched Dawson's Creek.
That's exactly what we did.
That's what our day consisted of.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm watching the series for the second time around. Of course, I watched it when it was originally airing on the WB back in the late 90s. And Kenny is watching this, and it's funny watching somebody watch it for the first time because you know exactly what's going to happen, and he's just making all of these opinions and thoughts and things of, you know, what's going to happen? And it's just, it's really funny. And he became so enamored with the character Pacey. And I just, it's funny because my sister reminded me that I was always a Dawson fan. And I watch it back and I'm like, why was I such a fan of Dawson?
I don't know. Actually, he was one of, I mean, obviously the show was created around his character, but it was probably one of my least favorite characters.
I think I just wanted him to succeed in life. Not necessarily get the girl, but I just want, he was so passionate about making movies that I just wanted him to succeed.
That's
what my thoughts are, and that's what I'm sticking to.
I enjoyed his character in the later seasons, particularly, you know, once they went off to college.
He got a bit darker.
He kind of grew up a little bit and got a bit darker, and I think it was what that character needed because it was getting stale.
Right. So I don't want to continue talking about Dawson's Creek because, quite frankly, I don't know. I've given a lot of my life to Dawson's Creek, and I think I'm over it now. But if they do a revamp, I'm totally on board with it.
And if they do a revamp, Pacey better not have that ugly goatee.
Oh, yeah, that was... Ooh. All right, moving on.
I mean, I know I have a goatee, but...
Yeah, but some people just don't look right with goatees.
He was one of them.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. All right, so here's the hot, hot button topic I wanted to talk about. This completely pertains to what our podcast is about. So a friend of mine, he had posted something on Facebook randomly one day. And it's interesting because I don't really see a whole lot about this topic on Facebook. And I don't know if I'm just not in the right groups or I'm not friends with the right people or what. But he happened to post just a small paragraph that said, and I quote, "To all my coupled friends without children, whether or not you want to have children, you are valid and complete people without them. Ignore the jerks. You do you on your own terms." Which prompted me to ask, why are you posting this? I mean, it just seemed to come out of thin air. So tonight, before we sat down to record this podcast, I texted him and I asked him if it was okay if we referenced this in the podcast. His name is Stefan, and he said he didn't mind at all. And I asked him why, what prompted you? And he said that he was watching a coworker get blasted on social media for being married almost an entire year to her husband, and they don't have a baby yet. And my first thought was, are we still doing this? Is this really still happening in 2021?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
apparently it is.
Look, I'm still flabbergasted by news stories every day, and I think the same thing. Are we still doing this in 2021? Why?
There's a lot of stuff going on that that I think, you know, are we still doing this? But I mean, honestly, there's a lot of reasons. You can just not want kids, or you can have other reasons. That's why it's a very sensitive spot. You better know somebody very well before you start going down that road, because you don't know. It's just like anything.
Even if you do know someone super well, this is not for you to judge.
No.
You know, everybody is in the position that they're in, whether by choice, something that happened. I believe everything in life happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And I just...
I believe most things happen because we were meant to drink good wine.
So, yes, we are meant to drink good wine. Some of us are meant to drink more good wine than others.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. But in the day and age that we're in, we're still having a conversation and still over here sitting, thinking about what other people are doing and why they're making the decisions that they're making. I'm not sure why people give this type of time and energy to things that have absolutely nothing, no effect on their lifestyle, their thoughts, their life. Why the judgment?
That's just the world we live in.
It is. I know.
For everything. It's not just that topic.
You know,
I mean, for crying out loud, it's not just that topic.
No,
that's
it's
just
not that
one.
Topic. It's just a drop in the bucket of topics. And, you know, recently this has come to light. And this really pushed my button. By the time this podcast comes out, it'll be a little played out. And I don't know that we'll hear a lot about it by then. But did anybody see or hear the story about Demi Lovato going into a Froyo business recently? I think it was over the weekend. And slamming them on Twitter for offering diet fad treats at the counter. Sugar-free cookies. I don't know if there was something without wheat or something that catered to a specific diet. She just blasted them on Twitter. Okay. First of all, I'm just going to go off on this here. Okay.
Okay. Go for it.
So Demi Lovato, I think she's incredibly talented. She's obviously famous, popular, whatever you want to call it. She's got a platform, right? Whatever she does publicly is going to be seen and heard by millions of people. You can't tell me for 2 seconds that she went on Twitter not intending to cause some sort of damage to this business. Mind you, this is a small business. Apparently, it's not franchised, to my knowledge. They've probably just had the chance to open back up after being closed for probably about a year because of the pandemic. And she's going to walk in there, see these, quote, diet fad cookies or treats, unquote, and go on Twitter and just belittle them to no end. What are your intentions if you're doing that? Why couldn't you just go up to a manager or say, I'd like to see a manager and I want to talk to you about the choices that you have here because this has triggered my insecurities due to a past eating disorder that I had? Why is this happening? Why is this a subject? It was the wrong person to walk in to that business at that point in time. Why are we talking about diet fads? Hello, people who need sugar-free items are diabetic, first of all, and other, quote, diet fads, unquote, you know, gluten-free. People with celiac disease can't have gluten. What? Just because it didn't fit your milieu doesn't mean that it's not, you know, it's for someone else. Somebody that's not just trying to do a fad diet. Or why can't we just let people be?
I wish I had an answer for this. I mean, we've reached a point where businesses are required to cater to every specific group, no matter what it is, And hundreds and thousands of them. And I don't know what you're supposed to do as a business. I can promise you that the owner, manager, whatever it was of that business, in no way thought they were offending someone that day by offering a sugar-free cookie.
Yeah. I honestly don't know if it was a cookie, but it was definitely something sugar-free.
Whatever.
It was, you know, if it's Demi Lovato on a good day or Demi Lovato without an eating disorder, there's no issue. If it's not Demi Lovato, there's no issue because you're not going to hear about it in the media. It obviously has to do with who it is and how she went about it. And it's just a shame because people are constantly being called out because of their own personal issues. And if you've ever read the book, The Four Agreements by Miguel, I don't recall the last name, but it's all personal. Any attack on you or the business has to do with that person's personal beliefs. And it's just a shame that we go down this route. And it's the same thing with choosing not to have kids. People just attack that because of their own personal beliefs.
Yeah, I mean,
I would never sit here and attack people's beliefs on choosing to have children.
It's just one of many things. It's just countless.
Yeah. I just hope for better, you know? I want people to be better.
Be better.
Yeah, be better.
Be
I want
better.
To start, I mean, that, I'm sure we're not starting a hashtag, but I want that hashtag to really go viral. Be better.
Live your life and leave others alone. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Yeah. So, all right. On that note, I think we're going to wrap this shindig up here.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the computer screen, so I feel like we ranted for a while.
About 45 minutes.
About 45 minutes.
Well,
I mean,
after editing, it might be a little less than that.
Well, that's okay. You may take some things out. So our next episode will likely have a guest.
Yeah, I hope so.
Lauren, I believe, probably will be the next guest because she is coming to visit the area.
Yeah.
At the beginning of May.
Yeah, she'll be an interesting person to talk to. She is, she's married. Her husband, they've been married for quite a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
She was, her family and my family go way back. So no stone will be left unturned with that one. But
good,
she is,
good or bad, I'm not sure. Way back.
She and her husband do not have kids. But, and they've gone back and forth. They've talked about not having kids for so long, and then they recently started talking about having kids. So that'll be an interesting episode. So I would definitely stay tuned for that one next month.
There'll be some comedy in that episode.
Define comedy, your type of, well, yeah, it'll be comedic, depending on what your comedic style is.
Well, yeah, we tend to be pretty hard on each other. Not really hard on each other, but, you know.
I mean, we're pretty brutal.
Yeah.
We're pretty brutal.
We only see each other a couple times a year. She lives in upstate New York.
Yeah.
But
we're
she's
pretty,
from
we're very honest.
She's from the area where we live, but yeah, that should that's likely going to be the next episode.
Yeah. So until then, I hope everyone is enjoying themselves and taking some time for yourselves. And speaking of taking time, we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast.
Absolutely. And shameless plug, we do have a YouTube channel.
Yes, we do.
If you'd like to check us out on YouTube, it's just search for Kenny and Nell.
Yeah.
And
Kenny and Nell and is spelled out.
And is spelled out. Like our videos.
Subscribe,
comment. That really helps.
It definitely does.
YouTube, the algorithm likes the interaction.
Yeah. So interact with us. And also, if you have thoughts, if you have ideas about what we could talk about on future podcast episodes.
Absolutely.
If you have ideas about where to go, we have our YouTube channel is a travel channel. So we're constantly looking for places to go, unique places to stay, things to do and see. Drop us a line through email, kennyandnell@gmail.com.
Also, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/kennyandnell.
Instagram.
Instagram.com/kennyandnell. Easy to find. Hit us up, comment, DM, slide into the old DMs.
Yes. And I also want to give a shout out to a new family that we've just joined, and it is called the Lost Creator Academy.
Yes.
Yeah, we joined this academy. Basically, it's online courses about how to up your content creation game, basically created by Christian LeBlanc, who is the creator and founder of another travel channel that we follow called Lost LeBlanc.
Lost
and if
LeBlanc.
You've never checked out his videos, you must. They're absolutely gorgeous. He's got some wonderful cinematics going on.
I feel like one of our upcoming episodes, when it's just going to be the two of us, we need to discuss how this thing sort of happened, how we started watching YouTube, who we watch, why we watch them, how we came to the mindset that we have. And a lot of it has been shaped by some of these folks on YouTube.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Thanks, Shorty.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Shorty. So we'll talk more about that in a future episode. And if you're interested in hearing about specifics about the Lost Creator Academy or anything in relation to content creation, hit us up, drop us a line, follow, subscribe, connect, all of that stuff. So
yeah.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for letting us to come in your ear. And this has
ears,
been...
You have two ears.
Ear? Oh.
Every person has two sets. Well, or
Thank,
one set, I'm sorry.
Thanks for letting us into your ears.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, this has been the Just the Two of Us podcast, and we'll catch you next month.